USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We have breaking news this hour. The Supreme Court is in session hearing oral arguments directed at abortion in America. The case stems from the Dobbs versus Jackson's Women Health Organization. Mississippi Solicitor General Scott Stewart.
As to when does a woman's interest enter, as far as we're concerned, it's there the entire time. Our point is that all of the interests are there the entire time, and Roe and Casey improperly prevent states from taking account and weighing those interests however they think best.
Supreme Court Associate Justice Elena Kagan.
To make the decisions that are most fundamental to the course of their lives. And always in those cases, there was an understanding that there were important interests on the other side in protecting life or protecting the potential for life, whether people saw it one way or the other way, and that there was a difficult question here and a balance to be made.
USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
Since Roe v. Wade greenlit abortions in 1973, millions of unborn babies have had their lives terminated by the mother. The Roe v. Wade ruling determined it was a woman's choice for her body. Now, several decades later, some states are trying to protect the voiceless babies, restricting how and when an abortion can take place. This morning, the Supreme Court of the United States is hearing arguments on abortion in a case brought forward by the state of Mississippi. Golfer Tiger Woods has reemerged since the horrific SUV crash in Southern California.
Tiger Woods is speaking publicly for the first time since the crash earlier this year that left him seriously injured.
I was in the hospital for only 3 weeks. I was in a hospital bed for 3 months. So that in itself is difficult.
The legendary golfer making his remarks while in the Bahamas. Woods saying one of his goals was simply getting outside to feel the sun. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Senator Mike Braun, the Republican from Indiana, slammed the Biden administration's efforts to fix the supply chain crisis on Newsmax. Mr. Braun said that the supply chain is not loosening up.
He doesn't appreciate the productive economy where I came from. I was over there soon after he started serving on supply chain, and we were talking about it in his office. So this has been out there for literally 8-9 months. And the fact is, it's getting delayed because there's no measurable improvements. I check in with the business that I used to run for all those years prior to becoming a senator, and the supply chain is not loosening up. And the reason is, pre-COVID, everything was working perfectly. I mean, we had things humming in high gear, and decisions from the Biden administration, calling a one-man wrecking crew, has been to disrupt all of this, from the misnavigation through COVID, where you just disproportionately shut down the real economy, and then he tries to sell this sugar high of spending more money. We got together with a couple groups today on how outlandish this thing is in terms of how much debt it's going to actually add over 10 years. It's closer to probably $2.8 trillion than $300 billion or so, because none of these programs ever get discontinued. In typical gimmicks, any of their revenue doesn't kick in until years 6 through 10.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.